Alaikum salam. Good to chat to you this Sunday morning.
Shukran for joining us this morning at Junaid. We know that it is the fourth African International Youth Kung Fu Championship. It's happening over this weekend. Maybe take us through some of the highlights from yesterday's opening day. What stood out for you?
Absolutely amazing, Yahya. We had a beautiful opening yesterday, Saturday the 25th. We had the Chinese ambassador and consul general, His Excellency Mr. Fa Chiang, who flew all the way down from Pretoria to attend. He was part of the opening. We had the president of the National and World Federation, Chiang Imtiaz Abdullah, Alderman J.P. Smith, Maker Member for Safety and Security, the Deputy Principal of Feeven College, Commissioner of Oath, the Honorable Mr. Colin Simon, our Ward Counselor for Ward 27, Councillor Cecile Jante van Rensburg, and even our good friend and comrade, Member of National Parliament, the Honourable Nadir Paulson. They all attended the opening with the teams all marching in: South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, Tanzania. Beautiful sight to behold. Absolutely emotional. Wonderful performances. A hip-hop dance group from Feeven College, our host school, that delivered a stellar performance across between hip-hop and kung fu martial arts, which was beautiful for me to see, blending old and new. We had a lion dance display, dragon dance display, that is courtesy of my students in South African Jingle that are busy learning those traditional arts and cultural aspects of China as well. We had a group performance of comprising of weapons by the Blitz schools, South African Jingwu, and then we had a wonderful Tai Chi and Qigong demonstration, and then the competition got underway. It was fierce. We ended the day yesterday, day one, with South African Jingwu, the home team, the Blitz schools currently standing on 10 gold medals. Zimbabwe came with a very strong team this time. They are very close behind in second with 6 gold medals. Zambia, Botswana in fifth and sixth position with 2 silver each. And one of the surprise packages of this year's championship was the team from Mozambique. Wonderful heart and spirit displayed by the Mozambique athletes. They currently also sitting on 2 gold medals. So today is day 2. It's the final at Feeven College in Goodwood of the 4th Africa Youth Kung Fu Championship. We probably have maybe another 25 or 30 spectator tickets available at the door. We start at 9 a.m. There won't be any opening ceremony. We're getting down to business immediately, and we conclude by 5:30. I know also that the president of MASA, Martial Arts Western Cape, he will be in attendance today, along with the president of the World Federation and also our general manager, Mr. Abdullah Lim Hamza from VOC FM, is also popping in to join us as part of the closing. So I want to encourage people, if you missed out yesterday, we had about 300 plus spectators yesterday. There was a lot of cheers, a lot of noise. We anticipate the same amount of people, and I expect that probably even more will come out to attend day 2 and the finals. And we're now asking Yahya the question: who will be crowned Southern African Kung Fu champions? Will South African Jingwu retain the title? Will the Blitzfoos keep the trophy at home? Or will Zimbabwe, are they able to put it past the host nation and take the green and gold trophy home? It's all to play for, and literally all to fight for today in the final.
Well, obviously, being a South African, I would hope that South Africa can maintain that champion title and keep the trophy here at home. We wouldn't want it to go to any other nation. But it's obviously great to see all of these African nations coming together around Kung Fu. And that's what this championship is about. It's about bringing those young athletes in from around the African continent. So, you know, being someone that's quite integral to this competition, how important is this championship actually when it comes to developing Kung Fu talent across the African continent?
It is absolutely crucial. In the fourth edition, Yahya, this year, I look at my career across 50 years, and I've been a lone voice for Kung Fu, for South Africa, for the African continent on the world stage. And I am confident that I'm not the only world champion and Hall of Famer that the continent and South Africa can produce. So when we started this concept of the Africa Youth Championship, it was to provide a platform and to showcase the raw talent that Africa has, because it has bucket loads of talent. So 5 years ago, we introduced the concept informally, and only two countries participated, South Africa and Botswana. Two teams of athletes comprising 15 from South Africa, 15 from Botswana. There were no spectators. We used the same venue. 5 years later now, we have South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, Tanzania. Literally seven countries, most of whom are in the SADC region, have converged on the mother city. We have 300 plus spectators. So that is testament to the fact that the concept is growing and it is becoming popular, and we have spectators coming in. And I think importantly, with Voice of the Cape Radio being our media partner last year and this year, that is a massive injection to ensure that we can develop the popularity, we can allow the concept to grow, that people can come out to support. And importantly, we've got the support of the City of Cape Town as our host city, strategic partner, and our title sponsor. And then we've got the likes of local companies, Alhami Noodles, Fika Sport, OCOF, South Africa, Auto Monarch, as well as Zen Wellness and the MJ Lee Kung Fu Foundation, playing a pivotal role, forming that partnership. I think we have the capacity now to really grow this and to ensure Kung Fu becomes popular in Africa, and more importantly, Kung Fu and Africa synonymously can be united, because thousands of years ago, martial arts developed on the African continent. The warriors came from here first, and it was then exported and perfected in the Far East. We are only wanting to bring it back to its original home. So please, people, the good people and beautiful people of Voice of the Cape Radio and Sunday Live, come on down to Theban College today and come and support the South African Jin Wu Kung Fu team, the Blitzfool, they defending champions. Come and, you know, add your voice and your ears to ensure that that trophy, that beautiful big green and gold trophy, remains in South Africa, remains in Cape Town, and also come and see the future talent of the African continent present right here in the mother city. We start at 9 a.m. and we will conclude around 5:30 p.m. Who will be crowned champion? Let's wait and see.
Definitely sounds quite exciting. I mean, it's quite interesting to hear that it was first just South Africa and Zimbabwe, and now it's grown. And inshallah, it will grow much, much more across the continent as well as time goes on. Who knows, maybe we might produce our own Bruce Lee that's quite famous across the world. But for those that are going to be attending that event today, the final day of this Kung Fu Championship, what can they expect from all the events that are going to be taking place today, including that closing ceremony?
So, effectively, we're getting down straight to business at 9 a.m. this morning. It is the Sanda final, the full contact kickboxing, Chinese kickboxing finals, number one. Number two, it is the individual forms and kata finals. It is the weapons display finals, the dual sparring event finals, as well as the group synchronized kata and taolu form finals. And then it's the announcement between 4 and 5 of the winning team, because as things ended yesterday, South Africa was just slightly ahead with the 10 goals. Zimbabwe in second place, 6. Mozambique, that we are so proud of, in third place with 2 goals. And then Zambia, as well as Botswana, 5th and 6th. We're hoping that also, so they've got 2 silver, and in Tanzania and Malawi, we're hoping that they also get off the mark today, because they haven't won any medals. They're currently sitting in 6th and 7th. So it's a business end of all divisions and ensuring that we are able to deliver. and South African Jingu, the Blitzwood, my students in the national team. They've been offering up their time for the last 4 or 5 months. We've adopted an orphanage in Khayelitsha. It's known as Ikwezi Park Center. So we brought in 15 of those kids. We started introducing them to martial arts. They will be there today. They've been taught some basics. They're going to demonstrate what they've learned. And importantly, we've helped to look after them from a scholastic perspective. We've helped to look after them from a dietary and nutrition perspective. That is part of South African Jingu's give back. So they're going to be there, and they're also excited, the group of 12 kids from Ikwezi in Khayelitsha, to also demonstrate to see what they've learned. That's the future, and that's where we're going. So please come and support the finals, day two of the 4th Africa Youth Kung Fu Champion. Go Blitzwood!
Definitely, definitely. You mentioned that there's still a few tickets available at the door this morning. What's the prices of those tickets for those that are going to be coming down?
Tickets today at the door for the final, 50 Rand per person. I think we have about 23 or 25 tickets, and that will essentially just be first come, first serve. Mm. Once we are full, and we are absolutely sure that the venue will be. So people need to make sure that we are there just before the doors open at 9 a.m.
Definitely. Now, just before I let you go, Junaid, you're obviously a host, but also a mentor. So what message would you hope that young athletes actually take away from this entire experience?
I believe that we should acknowledge and accept that Almighty God has blessed us all with potential. You have the capacity to utilize that potential. In Kung Fu, we will say it is a master that dwells within. If you have the capacity to release that master, i.e. your potential, you can effectively become the best version of yourself. That essentially would then be the advice that you're giving now to your future self, to acknowledge that you have the power and the capacity to advance forward and do what you need to do in order to be proud of your future self. You are laying the foundation now. And please do not be defined by your circumstances. Believe in yourself. Dream it. Believe it. Do it.
Inspirational. We are going to leave it there. Mohammed Junaid Shafika, shukran so much for giving us your time this morning. And all of the best with the final day of that African Youth Kung Fu Championship. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum.
No problem. Alaikum salam.